Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Did you enjoy your breakfast this morning, Phil?
Oh, Rick. Hey? Got here this morning. You've cooked me up a storm. Absolute storm.
Well, I enjoy breakfast, as you well know.
I do now. It was free.
You could say it was well cooked.
Oh, but it was beautifully cooked.
And the producer left before...
Yes, cooked breakfast this morning. No. Anyway, we battled on.
Well, she coached me well on how to do it, so there you go. Now, Phil, how is your bowls going?
Very brief.
I bet it's brief.
On my bowls this week.
Oh, dear me, here
we go. Two losses, an 8 and a 3.
Listeners, don't get confused. This is not a replay. This is up-to-date news.
Yesterday, by the bare minimum, we lost, Rick.
The bare minimum?
Yeah, 3.
No, that's not the bare minimum,
Phil.
Oh,
well, close to it.
Well, it's 2 off the bare minimum.
Second atop side we played.
It's just as where your mother taught you how to accept defeat, didn't graciously. Is that right?
Yeah, I won't. No, it was all good. I had a good day. I tell you what I did win yesterday, Rick.
The meat tray. Well, that would be the only thing you'd be
capable. It's about the last thing I've won in about the last month.
Well, don't worry, listeners. I'm sure now that I cooked him breakfast, the meat tray will be arriving out of the esky shortly. Pigs fly, too.
Yeah, it's about the only thing I've won in the last month, I reckon, is the meat tray.
Well, that's true.
Anyway, yeah, so we're 1 week to go, Rick, and bowls is all over for the year, so...
You sort of get the impression you'll be quite pleased when it is over. Is that right?
Could be. Anyway.
What about the mate that you ran into who said, never mention us again?
Yeah, I went and watched a bit of the Super League on Sunday there, Rick. And
is that to try and get some ideas or what?
And Matty Short, I ran into Matty and he said, how about not picking Newry all the time? I said, you can take the Newry out of the boy, but you can't take the boy out of Newry.
Yeah.
So anyway, thanks, Matty. I'm glad you're listening in. So it's good to hear. So this week in the Bros and Light Bowls was only the one upset that I, as Matty said, it's not really an upset. So Lindock beat Yidunda, which was a definite. That's no problem with that one. Freeling lost to Angaston, which was only 20 shots, which isn't too bad for Freeling. That's very well done. I've got to mention quickly, Rick, Ian Ellsworthy beat John O'Boy in the Angaston Championship singles. I think it was last Sunday.
Right.
Congratulations, Elsie. He's a good bloke, good bowler. So he won that. Tanunda, this was the one I didn't tip. Tanunda beat Newry. Just...
Do we need to go through just is enough?
It is enough. And while I mentioned championship winners, if anybody wants to send them through to me, they can. Tony Edwards and Chris Rule won the championship pairs at Tanunda on Monday. So I think Chris has won about 13 singles and 14 pairs. So... it's 27 more than I've ever won.
I was about to say that, but I'm glad you've pointed that out.
And the last game was Kapunda quite convincingly beat Mount Pleasant.
Very good.
That's the other thing I lost during the week too, Rick.
Well,
Tuesday was my mixed pairs final.
To mention that you seem to conveniently not forget... I believe that you played pairs and lost in that as well.
We got smashed. Not only lost, didn't have to play the last 2 weeks. We're that far behind. This week in the Ross and Light League, that's enough of mine.
That's embarrassing when the game finishes early because you're so far behind.
I held up a white flag. Okay, so this week we've got Lindock playing Freeling, which I'd say Lindock will win that.
Oh, we're back to picking them, are we?
Yeah. Oh, the local ones. Right. I'm not allowed to pick Newry. I've got to remember that, Matty. Mount Pleasant versus Tanunda. Tanunda, easily. Angaston versus Kapunda. Probably the match of the round. I'll tip Angaston. And Newry versus Yidunda.
It's got to be Yidunda.
Newry. Sorry, Matty. I've got to pick Newry there. Getting quite interesting because, as we know, it's 21 rounds, not 18 like I thought all year. Tanunda, I reckon Tanunda will get in. There you go. I'm going to say that. I'm going to put my – I reckon Kapunda will beat Lindock in the last game of the year, which will knock Lindock out and put Tanunda in. Tanunda have two easier games to finish off the season. I'll leave it on that. So,
I think
Matty, I've picked Newry again. But
I think those bowling listeners will be pleased you're quitting.
Yeah, so anyway, we've got 1 week to go. So I'm going up next week to watch a couple games up in the Barossa League, Rick. Oh, I'm going to go over to Freeling and then over to Kapunda.
Right.
And catch up with my old mate Adrian Green. Okay, let's go to the cricket. Rick, it was the last minor round game of the Barossa Light cricket.
It was indeed.
We saw some upset results, didn't we?
Well, we saw one big upset result. I mean, having speculated on what was going to happen, it was a waste of breath and time because I didn't see the outright coming that enabled Greenock to leapfrog comfortably over Newry to actually secure fourth, the final spot in the four with an outright win over South. And I will say this, I don't mind if I happen to offend a few people. For South to surrender and get beaten outright the way they did last weekend possibly indicates to me that after they'd lost on the first innings and realised that they were going to get relegated, they basically decided to sort of spit the dummy and not really try, which handed Greenock an outright victory and fourth spot.
Yep.
I think for the integrity of the game, you've got to play it out. I mean, you'd be disappointed, but to capitulate like they did is pretty ordinary, I think.
Yep.
The rest of it, the only thing I'd say is that it indicates that the competition is pretty, pretty even because Newry finished outside the four with 50 points, but then you had Malalar, Lindock and Light Pass all on 45, which is only half a game. So you could actually say that from fifth to eighth, 45, all virtually equal. And really it was only South Gawler on 35 and Gilbert Valley on 20.
That were not in contention.
Now, the only thing other that's interesting, Willesden, as I think I predicted earlier in the season on the show, finished top of the A2s by 85 to Gawler Central 70. That's a game and a half, so that's a convincing performance. They will go up to A grade next year. They've already got their turf track in. Now, what's going to be interesting is that Gawler Central, who are entitled in a sense to go up because they finished second, don't have a turf track and so they're not allowed to go up unless mysteriously pitches inserted, which I haven't heard stories that's going to happen. So what happens there, I'm not quite sure. But Willesden will be a good addition. They've got the basis of a good side and the attraction of being in A grade. They'll attract a few players. They might attract a few South Gawler players. Who knows?
What about then who is going to come up if Central? Is it Udunda?
Well, Udunda finished third, so I'm not sure what the rule is, whether they would come up and move in as well, together with Willesden, but I guess time will tell.
I suppose it's only Udunda or Freeling, isn't it?
Well, yes, but Freeling wouldn't move up ahead of Udunda.
Oh, do they have to win the grand final?
No, not necessarily.
Just finishing top at the end of the minor round?
Yes.
I think we discussed that last week. Yeah. It's a bit different in bowls, so you've got to win the premiership and then the runner-up.
So that's been an interesting season.
Hasn't it?
While we're on it, I'll only briefly mention it. I had the privilege of umpiring with Joffa Ryman, the under-17.
Yes. No, Joffa, he was a good footballer.
Yep, under-17 grand final of the cricket, which was at the wonderful Stockwell Oval.
Stockwell.
Absolute quality ground, quality people, quality, you know, everything. And that was between Sandy Creek and a combined Light Pass Newry side.
Yep.
And it was a 40 overs grand final, went down to 39.3 balls of the last over. And Sandy got up to make it their fourth premiership in a row.
Oh, wow. Really? Yeah. A little place like Sandy Creek.
So,
I suppose they get a few Gawler people out there, do they?
And well, I'm not sure that that's the thing. I will admit that Corey Roberts, president, guru, does just about everything, and his wife does everything as well. He's still playing A-grade cricket, but they've got a very good junior coaching program. And I will admit that Will O'Brien helps out when he comes back to play under 17s. He's already played in Sandy Creek's A-grade men's winning premiership team last year.
Probably should be downtown, Rick.
Well, he is basically downtown because he won a sports scholarship at PAC. Okay. But he is a very good young cricketer and he helps out. He was actually awarded player of the game in the grand final.
Okay.
Yeah. So there you go. So that's covered.
Yep.
Local cricket, I reckon.
It has. Yep. Do you want to go, should I run through the scores?
Yeah, why not?
Very okay, so Greenock defeated South. Noack made 62. I won't go through all the scores, but Malalar defeated by Sandy. You might have a bit of a talk quickly on the pitch there, Rick.
Oh well, the pitch
was nice and flat track the second week.
Well, as we nominated, absolutely batting paradise the second week, as per instructions. A report has been submitted by the umpire.
Yeah,
that's me. And I was encouraged by the president of the association to do so. It wasn't surprising, but it shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
There is actually technically no law. They may well get fined for it.
Yep.
Time
okay.
will tell.
Hankey took, old mate, Hankey.
Yes.
4 for 33. Yeah.
The great effort of the day, really, though, was Birchmore batting throughout their innings.
Montgomery or Birchmore?
No, Birchmore made 96.
Oh, okay. I've mucked that up. I had Montgomery down as a 96.
Philip.
So it was Birchmore, mate. Yes. He was 96, not out of 149. Yeah. I was going to mention that.
He was absolutely magnificent.
Wow.
I mean, the only thing you can say is that, take nothing away, I mean, basically him, and I will, to cover your backside, Montgomery was the only other player of Malalar to make any runs.
Yep.
But I think given the wicket contrast from week to week, justice was done in Sandy Creek winning.
Yep. And Tanunda easily accounted for Lindock. I will quickly mention Lindock's score, 58, Rick.
Yes. Well, I mean, Lindock, again, one of those sides, first time up in A-grade for a long, long time. They are lacking in depth, I suppose.
Yep.
When the good players fire, they do well, and they have they've had some good results, but on the other hand, if all doesn't go well for them, they need to recruit a few players.
So quickly, Greats took 6 for 17 for Tanunda. Light Pass defeated Newry, which was Newry didn't make enough, did they?
Well, we predicted that that could easily be the way. And again, Light Pass had sort of ditto to Lindock. They've been up and down, but again, their good is good and their poor is average. And they are probably only a couple of players away from a good side as well.
Forster made 39 for Light Pass in that reply. Angaston defeated Gilbert Valley, 63, Gilbert Valley, Angaston 266.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, and Kurtz took 3 for 13 for Angaston. So, yeah, that was the local scores this week. And done and dusted.
Well, I'm going to follow on from your habit, and I'm going to predict the results for the semi-finals. Now, for our listeners, remember, the semi-finals and the finals are played over 2 days, not Saturday,
one weekend,
Saturday,
didn't it?
One
Saturday,
weekend,
Sunday.
Saturday, Sunday. Yep. Ango are playing Greenock at home and should comfortably
win that.
And Tanunda are playing Sandy Creek at
I'll
Tanunda.
Tip this one. You better not tip it because you're umpiring it.
Yes,
I'll tip Tanunda.
Right. Well, there you go. It's going to be a very good game.
Yep.
Very good game. It'll be very interesting. It'll be very hard to pick. They've both finished on 70 points. They've both got good players. They both depend a little bit on how well those good players play.
Yep.
But gee whiz, you're a brave man.
Chris Gers is down there cutting the pitch now and rolling.
Well, he will be. Yes, very true. So anyway.
Okay, Rick, have we got a joke?
Oh, we're going to go to the joke. Oh, we are running out of time.
I didn't see what you pointed at there. Can't read that far away.
Well, we have got a joke. Okay. Phil, did you hear about the Irish lottery?
No.
If you win, you get $10 a year over a million years. Now, what about the mighty Redbacks? How are they going? Hey?
New captain, Rick.
I saw
the presentation. It was beautiful.
Oh, that's good.
I had a tear in my eye. Pikey and Nielsen going to see Henry Hunt. Local lad, hey?
Yeah, the local. Right, we're not going to bag the Redbacks again.
Why not?
Well, we are, I suppose. But, I mean, what a reflection that you've got a sort of import player who's only relatively been here for, you know, 5 minutes.
All of
a sudden promoted to captain of the South Australian cricket team.
How good we're going.
Well, it makes you wonder just how many players we've got. But you told me something about Dizzy. He's up in Queensland and he's doing a rain dance.
He's the only guy in Queensland doing a rain dance up there at the moment. Yeah.
If it keeps raining, at least the Redbacks won't get knocked off, will they?
Still finish bottom.
Well, that's true.
No one's going to take that off us.
A 4-day draw it could be. You never know.
Yeah,
we won't go on about this, but I think we should just very briefly mention the disgraceful performance of the Russian invasion of the Ukraine. And I'm going to put my hand up and say well done to FIFA football for banning Russia from the 2022 World Cup, to the Rugby Olympic Organisation.
Yep.
Formula One's taken the Grand Prix out of Russia, swimming, ice hockey and fencing.
They had a bit of trouble with swimming a few years back too. Some of those Russian girls, were they girls?
I don't know. The only thing I say, and it's a philosophical comment, is that question mark, I can understand that no side representing your country should be allowed to compete.
Yep.
But I have some questions, or at least thoughts possibly, on whether as individuals, you know, you take whatever his name might be, you know, Fred Smith, whatever that sounds Russian.
Yep.
He really hasn't got a lot of say over what Vladimir does, has he? And
no,
whether
that's right.
He should have his, let's say he's a professional ice hockey player or something.
Yep.
Whether that should be taken away or not, I don't quite know. But the similar type of thing, although very different, happened with apartheid, with the South Africans, the one and only great Barry Richards.
Oh, yeah.
Played a whole two test matches, I think it was, in his career because South Africa were banned. Anyway, we've covered a multitude of topics.
We have. Hopefully we haven't offended too many people.
That's right. And good luck with the Newry Bowls team.
Well, I think they'll win this week. They've got to win this week.
You need more than luck now. Okay, so until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.